Once there was a man named Elijah who got really discouraged. He was doing his best to love and serve God, and it seemed like absolutely everybody was working against him. So finally he got so tired and so downhearted and so scared that he just went away into the desert. And he found a scraggly looking tree, and he sat down underneath the tree, and he said, "God, I just can't do this anymore." And then he laid down and he went to sleep. When Elijah woke up, he discovered a pitcher of water and a loaf of bread right there by his side, and he heard a voice saying, "Eat something, drink something." So he had some water and some bread, and he went back to sleep. And then the same thing happened. He woke up again. There was new bread and fresh water and a voice saying, "Get up and eat." So he ate and he drank the water, and then he started walking. And he walked for days, hiking and hiking and hiking, until he came to a mountain known as the Mountain of God. Mount Horeb was its name. He climbed up the mountain, and he found a cave, and he went inside, and he fell asleep. You can tell how tired and discouraged he was. All he did was lay down and fall asleep every time he had a chance. So now he's staying in this cave, and he starts to have a conversation with God. God said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" And Elijah said, "I'm discouraged." God said, "Stop hiding. Get up and go outside. I am going to pass by." Elijah heard the wind begin to blow. It was a fierce, strong wind that was breaking the boulders into pieces. But God was not in the wind. Then Elijah felt the whole mountain shaking. But God was not in the earthquake. Then Elijah saw a fire burning across the desert, flaming from bush to bush. God was not in the fire. When the crackling fire had passed, the whole mountain was enveloped with a complete and total silence. When Elijah became aware of that deep silence, he put his cloak over his face and he went to the entrance of the cave. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" God asked. "I'm discouraged," said Elijah. "I have a job for you," said God. "I want you to go to Damascus. I have something for you to do in Damascus. And I got to tell you, things are going to get worse before they get better. However, you are not the only faithful person in this land. You are not going to be alone." Elijah started down the mountain. He was heading for Damascus. And the very next thing that happened to him before he'd gone very far at all was that he found a friend, someone who would travel with him and help him to do God's work. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Holy God, thank you for nourishing us with the food and the refreshment that we need. Help us to listen through the chaos to the silence. We go where you send us on the strength of your promise. Amen.